So, your owner left you in my care for the weekends. Since she's my best friend, she trusts me to continue with your clicker training. Now, I've never done this before. Whether it was on a dog or a person like yourself, I'm a complete newbie. She told me you guys have been working on some basic clicker stuff. You know, sit, hand, lick, kiss. Nothing too complicated. So, I guess that's what we're going to be doing together. You're going to have to give me some leeway, though. This is my first time ever doing this. Did Cam leave any instructions on how to go about this? That's what kind of foods you're allowed to eat. That's on what time you should be asleep by. Daily photo update. Dexter with any questions? No. She doesn't go over how to do this. But I'm sure I'll be able to figure it out. Otherwise, you're just going to have a silly story to tell your owner about spending time over at my place. All right. Let's try sit. Can you sit for me? Maybe that doesn't work. She did tell me when you're in puppy space, things have to be very specific for you to respond. Okay, let's be more direct. Puppy, sit. Oh, good job. Wait, hold on. Good job, baby. Sitting for me, just like you would for Cameron. Oh, this is actually kind of fun. Okay, let's do another one. Paw. Cocking your head to the side like you don't understand. Maybe that wasn't the command. I know she trained you with very specific words. Okay. High five? Shake. Hand. Oh, look at you, so smart. I'm actually impressed. I didn't think my friend was this good of a trainer. Sit, puppy. Look at that. I think I'm starting to get the hang of it. All right, what are other tricks that you would know? I think I remember seeing a speak on the paper. Speak, puppy. Would you look at that? First try in everything. Making proper puppy noises, too. I see why Cameron keeps you on such a short leash. I think it's good for you. Nobody wants an unruly pet, do they? And you want to do your best to not humiliate your owner in front of her best friend. I'm sure it took a lot of convincing on your part for her to trust you in my company, despite being untrained. She didn't want to make a bad impression on me, since she was debuting you at the gala at the end of the season. But if she had missed this weekend of your training, you would end up being behind, so now you're here, kneeling in front of me, waiting for your next command, listening to my voice, not saying any words because you know better than to speak unless spoken to. What an obedient pup you are. I might have to ask her for her secrets. I don't think I've ever seen a pet as well behaved as you, puppy. You're making me want a special kind of pet for myself. Do you think all puppies are this well behaved, or are you just the exception, baby? I'll keep that in mind. Now, let's try a more complicated trick. Hand, then speak. Look at you, being able to perform combos. Didn't think you would be able to handle that. You are just a dumb puppy, after all. Can't expect too much from a silly little pup. Now stick your tongue out. Right, that's not the command. Blep. Come on, puppy. Blep. You can do it. I know you know it. It was on the paper that Cameron gave to me. Blep for me, baby. Blep. Oh, that's right. It took you a second, but you got there. Don't have the best memory as a pup either, but that's okay. So happy to be in this mental space, floating and getting praise. You feel the warmth bubble up in your chest. Look so cute as you show off for me. I can't wait to brag to Cameron tonight about how good you're being. Your owner is going to be ecstatic with you. Can only imagine the big rewards you're going to be getting. All right, let's try lay down. Can you lay down, baby? Oh, wow. You're good at that one. Is that one of your more popular tricks? Can imagine why. Sit for me, pup. Look at you. Starting to go faster. The training's coming back to you. Do you know how to bow? Did Cameron teach you that? Maybe it's something else. Show's over? Curtain call. Take a bow? Presentation. Should have known. Assuming the position so eagerly. All right. Lay down, puppy. Oh, there you go. You listen so well. What a good pup. You're making me want one of my own. I might have to ask Cameron where she found you. It's not every day you find someone as obedient as yourself. Just happy to be an obedient puppy, getting praised for following your instructions. You can't wait for what comes next. Looking up at me from your spot on the floor, your joy is almost contagious. Not a single thought in your cute head, just a pure eagerness for wanting to make me happy. No wonder Cameron decided that you were her puppy and she was going to train you. You seem to be more dog than human. All you need is a collar around your neck and the look is complete. Oh, I'm not shocked to learn Cameron has one for you at home. Makes me wonder why she didn't bring it here for me to play with. If that's where she draws the line, I'm going to laugh so hard at her. Anyways, back to the most important thing. The sweet puppy in front of me. Reaching my hand out. Lick, baby. Oh, there you go. Lick again. Oh, I can see why this one might come in handy. All right, sit, puppy. Down. Back to sit. Oh, you're so good at this, baby. You really know your tricks. It's clear Cameron puts a lot of time and effort into training you. She is taking your debut at the gala quite seriously. Are you nervous to meet the rest of her friends? Considering I'm the only one you've met, and you seem to be enjoying your time with me, I don't think there's going to be much for you to worry about. Puppies aren't supposed to concern themselves with such complicated matters. It's only going to cause a headache as you try to understand. Let's get back to something you can handle. Showing off your tricks. We've done sit, speak, down, hand, and lick. Let's try hands on. According to the sheet, that's the one you're currently working on. Do you remember what it means? Cameron says you are supposed to put your two hands on my thighs when you do that. You'll be practicing your balancing while on your knees, it seems. From there is a command chin, which means you'll place your head on my lap on top of your hands, and you'll look every part the begging puppy. Now I understand why she's teaching you this. All right, let's see how far you've gotten with this one. Hands on. Did my explanation not make sense? All right, I guess I'll show you. Taking your hands in mine, I guide you to resting on my thigh. There we are. Hands on. This is what hands on is, puppy. Now let's do it again. Guiding you over to my thighs. That's it. That's a good hands on. Such a smart pup. Yes, you are. One more time. Then you're going to do it on your own. Hands on, baby. Yeah, there you go. Letting me push you towards my lap. You let your hands be guided before resting on my supple thighs. Plush underneath your touch. You can't help but squeeze them a bit. Trying to balance yourself. Now for the second part of the trick, the chin part. You are supposed to lower your head on top of your hands. I'm going to lightly push your head down, just like this, until it's resting on top of your own fingers. That's a good chin pop. Do you want to try it by yourself? All right, sit for me, pup. Very good. I feel like your owner should teach you a reset button, but this is going to be the closest I get to it. Now look at me. At me, puppy. Focus. Are you watching me? Good job. Hands on. Oh, there you go. That's the first half of the trick. Here comes the second half. Puppy chin. Oh, look at you. Oh, that's right. Now let's do it again. Puppy sit. Puppy hands on. Now puppy chin. You can do it. We just did it together. You've got this. Come on. You've got it. I believe in you. Puppy chin. Oh, look at you. Resting your head. So good for me, baby. When you combine these two together, it is called beg. Cameron wants to teach you how to do it properly, it seems. I guess she has deemed your normal begging behavior to be unruly for her taste. I will admit, this is a much better look for you. All wide-eyed and staring up at me, waiting for your next command. What a lovely puppy you make. Almost convincing me to get a pet of my own. Might need to ask Cameron if I can borrow you next weekend. You wouldn't mind, would you? No, you're enjoying this a little too much. Excitement getting more intense with each command you follow. The sound of the clicker makes you burn with happiness. You can't explain your feelings or how squirmy it makes you inside to hear all this praise. Such a good puppy for me. Can see why Cameron wants to show you off. It wouldn't be right to keep someone as attractive as you all to herself. Your beauty was meant to be shared with the world. Now, let's go again. Puppy sit. Good job. You're really getting the hang of this. Puppy speak. Yes. All right. Hands on. Almost there. Just one more part. Chin, baby. You got this? Come on, pup. Chin. Chin. We just did it. Come on, chin. Oh, that's right. Look at you listening so well. So proud of you, baby. You're doing such a good job. I'm actually impressed. Was a little worried you wouldn't get it there, but here you are, begging properly. Looks so good like this, too. Like a proper puppy should. Give me a second while I take a picture. It's just going to go to Cameron. I want her to see how cute you look like this. Alright. Now that that's out of the way, it's time to get to the fun tricks. Cameron told me to only use these if you've been extra good. And I think you've been. I mean, I got to teach you a whole new trick. I'm going to have to reinforce it tomorrow, but you're still learning it. Which means I did my job, right? And if I did my job, well, you get that reward, don't you? Okay, so let's try with these. Let's start with down. Come on, puppy, show me down. You can do it. I know you know how. Lay down. Come on, you know down. You just did it for me. Lay down, baby. Come on. Lay down. Oh, yes. That's perfect. Okay. Now it says raise. That's weird, but raise, puppy. Oh, that makes a lot of sense now. You lift your leg up in the air and you show me everything. Certainly not hiding how turned on you are. Cameron trained shame right out of you, didn't she? It's not really becoming for a puppy anyway. I see why she got rid of it. Honestly, I think I'm going to have to ask her for advice. I might want one of you all to myself. And if that's the case, I'm going to need some advice. But in order to make that decision, I'm going to need to borrow you a few more times. Getting a puppy slut like yourself is a lot of work. I remember you weren't easy to train. I've been getting updates on your progress this entire time. I actually thought it was cute how much of a brat you were at the beginning. Would never believe how quickly that fell apart for yourself. You started to get raised and realized it felt better to be a good pup than a bad one, didn't you? Smart when it comes to some things. That makes me happy. Maybe you'll be smart when it comes to this, too. I want you to finger yourself open for me. You heard me. Get your fingers wet and insert them into yourself. You're going to stretch yourself at my discretion until I feel you're ready to take my cock. I know Cameron fucks you. She sent me pictures of her straps in the past. Instead of settling for a piece of silicone, you're getting the real thing. You don't want me to fuck you raw, right? That's what I thought. Get them covered in spit. That's the only lube you're going to get. It's not like you can hide how horny you are in this position. Naked as the day you were born, leg raised. I can see everything. Practically throbbing for it as you continue to suckle your fingers. I think that's enough. Place them inside yourself. Stretch yourself open, puppy. You want to be ready to take my cock, don't you? Look at you. The second you receive permission, your finger slides inside your hole. You really do know a lot of tricks, don't you? What's this one called? Finger? Should have said finger then. I'll have to remember that for later. Seems like this trick might come in handy. Just look at you. Quickly preparing yourself. Wasting almost no time as you add a second finger. Someone must be really eager to have something inside. Have been empty all day, and it's finally getting to you. If you were with your owner right now, you would have already come 3 times on her strap. But since you're with me, you haven't even had 1 orgasm. It's a good test of self-control, Bob. I'm starting to see why she's your owner. You're too stupid for your own good. Scissoring those fingers inside you, barely giving yourself any time to adjust. You're just a silly little pup, waiting for your next set of instructions. Without being told what to do, you get a little overeager. Can tell from how you're fingering yourself, making sure you can take all of my length. Plunging your fingers in and out, scissoring them inside. You can't help the sounds you make. Can feel your cheeks heating up as sweat starts to bead on your forehead. But you don't stop. You just keep opening yourself up, waiting for my cock. You want to feel the real thing, don't you? Standing up, I pull my sweatpants and panties off while keeping my eye on you. The third finger enters when you see my length. Not the longest cock in the world, but quite girthy. Your mouth waters at the sight. Do you think this is going to fit inside you? I'm sure it will, pup. Never had any complaints before. Walking towards you, the sound of my heels only gets you more turned on. Why don't you take your fingers out and roll onto your stomach, pup? That's how I want you. Listen so well. You regret that you won't get to watch the piercings disappear inside you. Don't worry, though. You'll be able to feel it quite nicely. A ladder going along the underside, up the entire length of my shaft, with a rather large hoop through the tip. After having only silicone for the next few months, I get the feeling this is going to blow your mind. Adjusting my position. You feel my hips on top of your ass, my cock resting between your thighs. I position the tip to be closer to your hole, starting to rub it against the sensitive outer area. Your hips buck in response, trying to get me inside. Cameron warns me about how greedy you can get. Kissing along your shoulders, you feel my teeth harsh against you. Not breaking the skin. Just reminding you that I could. You let out a groan and weakly squirm, feeling my breasts plush against your back. Tell me what you need, puppy. Maybe I'll do it for you. Oh, I think I can do that. Are you sure you're prepared enough? Certainly doesn't feel like it. The grip you have on me. If I didn't just watch you finger yourself, I would think I'm going in here raw. Fuck. So warm. So tight. Oh, this is heaven. I can see why Cameron can't get enough of you. This hole is addictive. Already trying to grind against the pillow. Does my cock feel that good? I had no idea you would be such a needy little thing. Cameron said that you were vocal, but she didn't warn me about this. Fuck. He looks so sexy. It's hard to keep my eyes off of you. Pinning your upper half to the ground with just one of my hands. My other hand grips your hips, pulling you closer to me. Oh, yeah. Now clench around me, pup. Good job. Do it again. Yeah, that's good. Anytime you clench, you're going to hear this, okay? I want you to know that you're supposed to clench around whoever's inside you. I know you've only been with fake cocks before, which is why you need to be trained on how to make a real one feel good. You've got a vice like crib, but don't know how to work it. Oh, yes. Getting the hang of it. Such a quick learner. Guess you are smart, just in different ways. Oh, I wish you could see how your hole swallows me, pup. Does it feel as good as it looks? I can't tear my eyes off of it. But the piercings feel amazing, disappearing inside you. Every bump inching you closer. It's the tease that eggs you on. Oh, yeah. You feel so good. Oh, move your hips like that. That's really good. You want to make me come inside you, don't you? You don't know how it feels. You've settled for less than the real thing for so long. Not that Cameron's straps don't feel good. They just can't hold a flame to how the real thing feels. The warmth, the texture, the metal, it's all mingling inside your needy hole. Making you feel so much better. Hole stretched around my thick cock. You swallow every inch. It's what you've been missing, what you've been needing all today. So focused on training, I forgot about your baser needs. Such a simple little pet. All you need is food, water, and sex, don't you? Oh, yeah. Can't even pretend. You're just so excited to be fucked by a real cock. Clenching again. You've gotten so used to silicone, you didn't realize how amazing the real thing would feel. It stretches you perfectly. Piercings adding to the pleasure, quickly growing. You wish you could touch yourself. Take the edge off, make yourself come just on my cock. But it's not enough. You can't even lift your body in this position, so you settle for grinding against the pillows. It's the only release you can get when you're being fucked like this, pinned between my body and the floor. You have to take what you're given like a good puppy. Can't even bring it. No, you just have to take it. It's jiggling with every rock. You're starting to sound more and more like a whore. Can't keep it together, can you? Why would you? You're finally getting what you've been wanting. My cocks are inside you. My piercings are massaging. You're grinding against the pillow, fucking yourself desperately. It's so hard to keep it together. You're falling apart, getting closer to your orgasm. Trying to hide how good it feels, you bury your face in your hands. Like that's the solution to hiding how good it feels. Like I can't feel how tightly you're gripping me. Can't hear how loudly you're moaning. Your hands don't muffle you as much as you think. I can still hear how my cock makes you feel. Can tell how close you're getting as you hump against the pillow. You really are pathetic, mindlessly chasing your own pleasure. What a sorry little puppy you are. I see why Cameron has to keep such a short leash on you. You can't be left to make decisions. Otherwise, you would just fuck yourself all day. Only got one thing on your mind, puppy. You can't even lie to me. Oh, fuck yes. You're loving every second of this. Getting pushed closer, aren't you? I'm going to ruin you for that piece of silicone that Cameron uses. That Cameron pretends is a cock. It doesn't even feel like this. It can't compete with the real thing. Now that you've had it, there's no going back. I've ruined you, haven't I? Fuck you so much better than her. You're going to be begging to spend every weekend with me. You're going to be on your hands and knees, sucking her strap, fucking her pussy, begging to spend time with her best friend, hoping to just get a taste of my cock, to feel a little glimmer of my piercings against you. Getting closer as your hips rock against the pillow. There's no escaping the pleasure as it surrounds you, practically drowning yourself in it. You're not going to be happy unless your insides are coated in a fresh load of cum. You've never felt it before, have you? It's going to change your world. One load is all it's going to take to get you addicted. You're going to need it. Just listen to those noises. Getting closer as you press yourself harder against the pillow. Sounds so fucking sexy, yes. Let it all out, baby. Don't hold those noises inside. I'm the one making you feel like this, so it's only fair that you let me know. You don't want to prove Cameron right? Don't want to show me that you're a greedy brat, do you? Oh, fuck yes. Like that. I'm so fucking close. Twitching underneath me. You're right there too, aren't you? Oh, so close. Why don't you let go, baby? Come with me. I know you want to. You can do it. Make me proud, puppy. Show me how good this cock feels. Come with me. Mm-hmm. leaking hole. You let out a whine, feeling some of the cum start to dribble out. How are you holding up, pup? Sore, huh? I asked you if three fingers was enough. Guess it wasn't if your hole is that sensitive. Told you that you should have used more. Starting to pull up my pants. You turn around, laying on your back, catching your breath. You stare up at the ceiling, noting nothing interesting in particular. It's just something to look at while your hole pulses. You know, I think I know something that will help. How does a bath sound? Do you want to pick out the scents, or should they be a total surprise for you? I think I can manage a surprise. Will you be okay if I leave you alone for 5 minutes, or do you need cuddles first? All right, I'm going to go run the water then. I'll use one of my nice bath bombs to set the mood, bring out some yummy smelling candles, and ooh, I'll even put towels in the dryers so that they're warm for us. How does that sound? Then I'll be right back. I'm just going to text Cameron to let her know I've completed your training for today, and that you not only learned a new trick, but you were very receptive to your rewards. After that, I'll start the water, put the towels on, and come back for you. I don't want you to hurt yourself, so, puppy, I'm going to need you to stay put. Do you remember stay? Good job, baby. You're going to do great. I just know it. All you have to do is lay right there. I'll be right back. Stay put.